Well, I think we're just going to play music tonight. Oops, it's Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Well, what do you know? I'm live again here. I can even see myself. That's a little scary. Wow. Anyway, tonight we're going to have Steve Barish on. Our previous guest was supposed to be on tonight, but we had a problem. His company just got bought out by Philips, North American Philips, a very large company. And because they are making a device that gets rid of depression, which we sell at Pyridine, it's Pyridine.com, they have to be very careful what they say because big drug companies don't want the loss of Effexor, all the different Xanax, and even maybe Quaaludes in the background. So they don't want that. So this is our first official broadcast. We had an unofficial broadcast the other night, where we demonstrated the Pleiadian power rod, which is a weapon system and a disappearing system, which we're not going to demonstrate tonight. Tonight what we have is the Rafelson electronic guitar zapper. This is the newest thing since bread and butter. See the fire come out of the top? That's fire up there and light coming out. This is the new micro Rafelson fire retardant guitar machine. Very, very interesting device. I recommend that everybody have one of these, but guess what? You got to see me first. All right, tonight's guest is my old sidekick, Steve Barish. Steve, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I haven't seen you in a while since we were in New York, and I don't think we've had you on the show.
No, I haven't been on. You've been quite busy, and so have I.
Yeah. So what have you been doing that I shouldn't know about?
Well, actually, what I've been doing is a lot of work with the projector in my room. You know,
right.
I got four of them. And what I'm seeing right now is I'm looking remotely into my room. I'm watching the projectors actually firing from all the tops of the pyramids with the stone to the center of the room, and it's a beautiful color. It's the color of the rainbow.
Wow.
And it's very, very bright, and there's tremendous energy coming from the necklace that I've been wearing, and also the nuclear receptor.
Are you wearing one of these nuclear receptors like I'm wearing, or are you wearing one of those nuclear projectors?
I'm wearing the nuclear projector, and I'm wearing the nuclear receptor.
Now, what's it like to have that much energy around your neck simultaneously?
It feels good to me, Fred, because what I'm watching is a lot of protection that's about 50 feet away from me.
Right.
And it's just amazing to see. The colors are magnificent. And also, the center of the Earth with the projectors and the nuclear receptor, I'm actually looking at a much, much higher bright light.
Wow.
Coming from the center of the Earth, and I've been using that with the energy from heaven going to the center of the Earth, and I've been teaching people meditation on my show that actually will increase the energy in themselves and the vibrational quality of themselves. So it seems to be pretty powerful, and the receptor and the projector that I'm wearing, plus the projectors in my room, and plus the Master Quartz crystal that you talked me into that I didn't want, but that crystal has been keeping everybody that gets on my table, Fred, the heart is actually warmed from the crystal.
Yeah, now tell us, I haven't seen you since New York. Have you got any new clients in there? What's been going on?
Yeah, I'm what I've been doing, Fred, I'm working on a client right now that's bedridden. And she's got MS real, real bad. And I go to her home. God bless her. She's trying to help herself, and she can't move. But we're making progress, so I'm really working with her as much as I can.
How old is this lady with multiple sclerosis? How old is she?
I think she's got maybe about 52, 51.
Pretty young lady, then.
Very young, and she's in a bad way, but she's starting to smile. And I was over there tonight and gave her a full body massage and really got the blood flowing for her. So she's really, really great. And I'm watching her spine also, and the bottom part of her spine is blue. I'm trying to figure out what that means, but she's smiling for a change, and that's really great to see.
Does she have a curved spine or what?
I think so, Fred, because what's happening, I put her on her side to do her back, and I saw her spine, and it did look curved, and she's in a bad way, but I'm trying to make a difference with her. I know I'm putting light into her body.
Yeah, so anyhow, what did you think of the New York show this week?
I thought it was fabulous, Fred. I always have a lot of fun with you, and people, they're so friendly there, and the nuclear receptors and the projectors, and we just had so much fun with those things. We were checking out stones, and we were doing remote viewing. It was so much fun. And I always love to do the when I bring my stuff to you, and we do that show, which is absolutely fabulous. I think people get a kick out of that. I certainly do. I've been watching you do it for 8 years, and it's just fabulous to see you do that.
Yeah, it's fun to do the lectures and all that kind of stuff. We're starting to work with music now again. I'll probably finish up another album, and then we'll get out and play it a little bit. Some healing music, of course.
That's beautiful.
Working on trying to find the right recording equipment, because I'm an old analog guy, you know, and I'm working with a nice person named Peter Rafelson at Rafelson Records, who
has
some amazing talent over there. We were out last night in Hollywood, saw some amazing singer named Erica Jane. I think she's, you know, she's a little bit older than Britney Spears, but way more talented, and I've never seen such great dancing before. She had a choreographed group.
Right.
You know how they do all the smart moves with their hands and their hair, and they jump around, and
yes.
I mean, really everybody get together and in sync.
Right.
I could just see a whole band, and I mean that whole group, wearing receptors.
Yeah.
I mean, they would probably be doing the same thing 3 feet off the ground.
Wow.
They'd be levitating. That's how tight they were.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's good to see good young energy coming into this planet. It's not up on alcohol and drugs and all that sort of thing. There's so much of that going on now that it's really sad. People are just losing control, you know, of themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I'm finding out, Fred, also that we're getting some new energy on the planet, and it's extremely powerful.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too. What do you? I think it's. Well, we had Terry Nazon on the other show about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Before I took a 2 week hiatus, and
right.
She predicted that. First of all, I had her do a series of charts on the Bush administration, and what happened? What she found out was that they had all the same charts at the Bush administration as Hitler.
Yes.
The henchmen. And then I said, well, let's do one on Hillary and
Obama.
And she did one on there, and she said that it looked like, from her standpoint, Hillary would make it into the presidency,
mm-hmm.
but and Obama would probably have some problems with lovers or girls or something coming up in August.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about a week later, Terry sent me an email, look at the National Enquirer, and evidently, that was on the front page that something like that was happening, but it wasn't specific because Obama's own wife had suggested that he make sure there's no skeletons in the closet.
Right.
So
right,
that
right.
told me that, you know, with her being a psychic, that whether that my conclusion of all that was, is that there is a big political change and a big spiritual change in the air right now, which would be a nice indication of something positive. Going into 2012, December 26, 2012.
Yes.
You know, as great as that, I don't believe in drastic changes on particular dates, because I think that's human imagination running amok with ignorance.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you, Fred.
Yeah. But I do believe that we're heading for a stronger change. Looking at gas prices now out here, we're hitting $4.20-$4.30 out here. What's gas prices back there?
$4.08 a gallon.
Yeah, you're just a little bit lower than us.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess in some of the states out here, it's hitting 425, 410, and diesel fuel. You know, what's really funny is the diesel fuel is the cheapest thing to make.
Yeah.
It's the most expensive. And so that's hurting the trucking industry. And the trucking industry, of course, can't deliver food to our doorstep anymore in the supermarket.
Yes.
So it's driving food costs up.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're seeing all that. So one thing we did do, we've been programming our, remember I told you a long time ago we were going to program the projectors.
Yes.
Because one of the cores of this was to bring the gold costs down, the price of gold down, which would be a stab at the Federal Reserve Board.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, gold back down in the mid $800 after being up in the nines and even hitting $1,000
yes.
a couple of times.
Yes.
So it's starting to come down. So I do believe the quantum entanglement process that you'll find in one of these projectors is quite working, you know.
I think it's just fabulous. I think the projector does a lot more than what we even know, Fred, to be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, everything I've ever invented or even co-invented, I've always found that, you know, people say, what does it do? Well, I tell them this is what might happen. I don't know if it's doing it or not. And then they go out and they tell me, and then I hear all kinds of things that happen. I don't know what's doing what, but I do know that quantum entanglement is for real. And especially after having Michio Kaku on our program here
about
a month and a half ago, who has he's way up on the front lines of the New York Times bestseller list still with his book, his latest book. So, yeah, it's real interesting. I just want to get I haven't had the sidekick on. You know, you probably need a kick in your side, right? You feel like I ought to come out and kick you a little bit?
Yeah, it feels good to have that done once in a while.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, Fred? What I'm doing now, for some odd reason, I've been able to. I have a lot of clients call me from Mikkel.
Yeah.
And what's happening is that I'm able, for some odd reason, to take the stone that a person is looking at, and if they do have a necklace, to actually attire it to the stone that's there and change the energy to the stone that they want to wear, and either it goes up or down.
Right.
And so I've been able to do that, and also people that are having new necklaces, what I'm doing is taking the stone that they're asking for and not only saying this is the stone, but to actually take that stone and put it over their heart and actually say, does this feel good to you? And they'll say either yes or no.
Right.
And so I guess I'm making changes that way also with the necklace, with the projector and the nuclear receptor. So there's a lot happening on my end with the work with these projectors. It's never ending, Fred.
Yeah, I know. The projector, the one you wear, is a
yes.
wave device, as you know.
Yes.
And as true with any wave device, that's involving quantum entanglement, and people that don't know what quantum entanglement is throughout space and time, you have interactions in various lives with yourself and others.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your mother was your daughter, or your daughter was your mother. Doesn't matter.
Right.
An entanglement process takes place. And in the entanglement in quantum, if you look at quantum, how it works, in each moment, you know, everything is broken down into nothing. I mean, we see the universe as an expanded whole that is expanding. In other words, stars are moving away from us.
Right.
Why aren't they coming at us? Why are they moving away from us? Because consciousness is growing, and the stars and the heavens are made up of the substance of consciousness.
Yes.
And science is starting to finally realize that. With that in mind, there is an expansion thing going on. What science hasn't gotten yet is the entanglement process. There's a thing called the Einstein-Rosen bridge. And what that is if you take a sheet of paper, lay it down, and draw a dot on one end of the sheet of paper,
mm-hmm.
you draw a dot on the other end of the sheet of paper, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And seeing as we're live, I can demonstrate that right now with the camera. There's a piece of paper, there's a dot here, and there's a dot there, okay? This is the distance, this represents between the two dots, the distance across space and time.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is, when you get into entanglement, it bends space, and these two dots touch like that. So now it's instantaneous transmission, not
yes.
thousands of light years in between the two dots. Science is coming up to that realization, that's how it really works. When that happens, it gets rid of a thing called time. Second thing that goes on is that this process is not, this joining process is not continuous. It's vibrating, it's flapping, like I'm showing here on the camera. It's actually flapping. This is a vibratory rate, and this flapping rate is a harmonic, beautiful musical sound like the hydrogen generator, but it moves and causes small, tiny pieces of matter to move. Okay, and these small, tiny pieces of matter are called strings. This is called the string theory.
Mm.
So what happens within the string theory, okay, this flapping effect that makes these things go, it causes creation to be here one moment and not here the next. So there's moments in between. It's like Jesus at the well of Samaria, when he was there, he became invisible because some people didn't like him and they were going to stone him.
Mm-hmm.
So he disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And this is taught in when you learn the Tibetan and the holy sciences, you learn how to do these events called siddhis. Well, when you work with a nuclear projector, rather than having to spend, you know, 1,000 years in a monastery somewhere, you are instantaneously given a quantum space and time bending device called a projector.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're learning right now is to work with the frequency of how these things work and their vibratory level. So when you change the stone on different people, what you're doing is you're changing this flapping rate that I'm demonstrating on the camera right here between these two points,
right,
that were light years apart, which are called, and this, when they join, once again, it's called the Einstein-Rosen bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Changing that rate, and you're causing instantaneous transmission between the future, the past, and the present. Does that make more sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I know the other day I was working on a client. I've been working on her for 15 years, and she's made some tremendous changes.
Right.
And for about 10 minutes, Fred, I knew not exactly where I was. I didn't even, we had no idea where I was. She knew that my eyes were looking at her, but I was gone. And I asked her to turn over because I needed to work on her stomach. And when I got finished, I came back to myself, and I was actually gone, Fred. I was gone. I mean, I had no memory.
You got caught in the waveform. You got,
yes,
caught in the flapping motion. You got in between here in this sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what I'm bringing up for. It just feels like that. And it just felt like I had no idea what I was doing, Fred, at that particular moment for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And because she said, I didn't know where you were.
Yeah.
I know you were doing work on me, and it was very profound, but I didn't know where you were.
Yeah.
And so I woke up at that particular point, or came back to myself, and I'm saying, oh, my gosh. I said, this is really amazing. I remember one time about when I first got the wall projectors and the room. Remember I told you the room actually disappeared.
Right.
The only things I saw were the diamonds on the wall. Everything else was gone.
Right.
So at that particular point, I knew that these projectors were were very, very holy, very holy. And I think you're onto something that's so big. Like I said before, I don't even know how profound they really are, other than I know that they're changing all the time.
Yeah, that's the nature of growth is change. And
yes.
Back when I was developing them 10 years ago, I was looking at the studies that the government was doing. The NSA had some research going on, filtering it out to Johns Hopkins and several different universities.
Right.
And what they had done is they had come up with the fact that it's a hologram. We're working in a hologram here, okay?
Yes.
The
yes.
hologram is the fact that I'm sitting here on this worldwide radio show looking at my beautiful image or crazy image or wherever the heck it is, flapping this piece of paper around,
mm-hmm.
demonstrating Einstein-Rosen bridge, kicking my sidekick, and I'm doing all this simultaneously.
Yes.
And when I do all this simultaneously, what it makes me, I begin to realize that everything is now.
Yes.
Okay? So if I look at the gray matter in my brain and I learn something, you know, from you or some, maybe, you know, from anything, you or anybody, if I learn something, Then what happens is, I take a microscope, which I've got right behind me, a beautiful, powerful microscope with a computer sensing device on it, which I haven't even hooked up yet. I turn that on and I look at my blood right after I've learned something. Then I take a look at the blood sample, and then I wait a few minutes and I learn something else, and I look at blood sample. The blood sample from A to B has changed because in my brain some growth has taken place that shows up in the blood.
Yes.
So that's what got the government going. So in other words, that's a hologram. A hologram is where you take a picture of a rose with a light source, a coherent light source, and then you take another coherent light source and run it at right angles to the picture and create what's called an interference pattern.
Yes.
That interference pattern then creates a hologram. So what happens is if I cut that picture of the rose in half and divide it in two, I don't have two half roses, I've got two one-half size roses. And I can cut those into two more, and now I have four roses. Okay?
Yes.
And so what happens is, in the hologram, the interference pattern, which made the hologram work in the first place, the interference pattern, is actually the quantum entanglement process that mm-hmm. makes it divide, divide, divide. Without it, that it really can't take place. It really, really can't take place. Pretty interesting stuff, huh?
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. I know the frequencies are very high with both necklaces on.
Yeah.
I had somebody call me who ordered a silver and a gold projector.
Right.
And also order a silver and gold nuclear receptor, and we talked for about 50 minutes or so.
Right.
Two nights ago. And he said, can I wear both? I said, yes, but give yourself at least a week or so the nuclear receptor will respond to the body, and then put the projector on after that.
Right.
And so I believe that this person was really, he was just happy as he could be, knowing that he had ordered that.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, so I felt honored that he called me and talked to me for 50 minutes and wanted to know what I felt about it. And I said, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. No,
and
I agree.
The energies, I know for sure, because I'm working with them all the time. Whatever governments are doing on the planet, this new energy that's coming in is new, almost to the point of not neutralizing that, but it's actually gaining power over whatever is happening on the planet.
Yeah, let me reiterate. By the way, the book is coming along splendidly. Finally,
oh,
I got into the writing mode. I don't have writer's block anymore. I don't have any block other than my wooden block on my head. But as we said, Echelon, that's where they listen to us right now on our radio show here. And, of course, they listen to and check out our emails and everything else we do. And when our phone is on the receiver,
mm-hmm.
they can listen to our conversations up to 20 feet away once you're profiled. But once all that takes place and they decide to play with you, then your auric frequencies are recorded, which is spectrum analysis of the characteristic based on your fingerprint, but not observed by your finger, but of your neural center in your body. And the electrical field that is produced, called the human aura, and that gets loaded up into a satellite or a handheld, device. And they project that at certain people, sometimes thousands at once, and that causes depression,
mm-hmm.
and whatever else they want.
Mm-hmm.
So then that person runs down to the drugstore and buys the, the Effexor, which has a side effect of homicidal ideation,
yeah.
or Xanax or Prozac or Paxil or anything else. The last shooting in Indiana, as you remember, was a Paxil shooting.
Yes.
And then they proceed to go out, the people go out and proceed to do these dastardly acts out of control, which is all part of it's a more modern, what I call a more modern version of the Manchurian candidate.
Yes.
People don't even remember doing it, which is a process that started at the end of the Korean War of programming people. It was in one of the 140, it was part of the 149 sub-projects of the CIA, and called MK Ultra and Project Artichoke, and MK, what was the other, it was MK something else. I think
MK Ultra.
It was the fourth project there. And so all that's coming to head, and speaking of how does that affect us tonight, having these people on from Apollo Light Systems, Health Systems, that have developed a 402 nanometer light source that we used in conjunction with our projectors for getting rid of this horrible vibratory frequency that they're being injected on. They couldn't come on the air tonight because they didn't want the FDA down on them, because I talked to the vice president of the company this afternoon, and he said, the FDA watches us. Now that North American Philips, one of the largest corporations in the world, has bought us out, we've got to be very careful what we say on the air.
Okay. So
they had to actually cancel the show. They're coming back on, but they were afraid they'd get in a lot of trouble because they are doing something that's not, you know, it's causing people not to go out and spend thousands of dollars a month on vitamins for your brain, SSRI, reuptake inhibitor, you know, weapons.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's amazing. You're having somebody on, I think, Dr. Ross in a couple of weeks.
Dr. Ross will be on next week.
He is an amazing man. I mean, he's just a psychological trauma specialist.
But he wrote the book on busting the CIA, you know?
That was great. I remember hearing him on the program, and you and him were going back and forth. I never heard so much knowledge and wisdom from people in my life.
Yeah, he's really good. I really like him.
Yeah, he was fabulous.
He's,
now you've got his book, I think, don't you? Aren't you selling his book?
Oh, yeah. We have that CIA book that he wrote about how the Americans were, well, people actually, not just the Americans, the Canadians. He's from Canada originally.
Yes.
Went to, I think, the University of Manitoba or somewhere. I forget what school he graduated from, but he's got some great books. You can check them out. Just type in Colin Ross. I'll have them up on my website soon, but you can buy them from him directly, too, right now.
University of Alberta.
Alberta, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, as we speak, my lights are pulsing. This energy is so high here tonight that the camera almost went off because the circuitry in the house is pulsating a little bit.
Well, what happened to me about a month ago, I was talking to somebody in Switzerland that wanted to be healed, and what happened was when I started to work on him, the energy in the house, the lights went off in his home. Everything went off, and as soon as I got finished, the lights came back on.
That's funny. Well, with the energy show, it's got so much energy tonight that the lights were pulsating.
Yeah.
And I was hoping the electricity to my computer didn't go off with my camera on it. Luckily, I think we overcame the pulsing energy, and they have not pulsed like this in a long time. They usually just quit.
Right.
And that's usually during a windstorm or a rainstorm, which we're not having neither of those tonight.
Right. But I know the energy is extremely powerful, Fred. This new energy that's coming in is so powerful, and I think you and I and a lot of people are really accepting that energy, and it's just amazing energy. It's just pure white light energy. It's blue. It's red. It's just fabulous energy.
And on the other hand, people that aren't accepting aren't doing too well.
Right.
They're doing very badly.
Right. And we need to allow ourselves to be open to accept it, because it's coming anyhow.
Yeah, it's coming anyway. And if you can't accept it, you won't be here.
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Bell. Hi, Fred.
Hi.
Hi, Steve. This is Jim from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
Great. We missed you. We missed you here last weekend, Fred. What happened? Where were you?
Oh, we couldn't get down there. We had an employee that was supposed to help us out, bail out on us.
Okay.
We were late. We had on two shows, and we got back from the show in San Francisco, so we couldn't get down there. There's no way we could get down there logistically. We're going to send another person down there to get things set up, and so we could fly down later, and that just didn't happen.
Okay, I was hoping to meet you. I went there to the
Life Expo. Yeah, I apologize for that.
Hopefully,
we're coming down there. You can fly out here. We have a seminar coming up on June 6th if you're interested in that.
Oh, well, maybe. Yeah, there's always other places. Look, Fred, I have a question. Here in Florida, last week, most of these gas stations switched over to 10% ethanol, and I have a 91 Mercedes, an older one, and
yeah,
I have to use
a
higher octane.
Pretty old car. I love those.
Yeah, it's a great car, and I baby it and everything, but I don't want to use ethanol.
I won't hurt it.
You don't think?
No. I'm a proponent of ethanol. But what I'm not a proponent of is the fact that they're extracting it from corn. It takes more energy against the green veil of the planet to extract ethanol out of corn, they should take it out of cannabis plants. Okay, the big hemp plant.
Hemp plant.
Not marijuana.
No, I love hemp. It's great.
Smoke marijuana. That's its own deal. But hemp. One hemp plant will come to fruition within a year and produce four times more oxygen than a tree, and a whole lot more ethanol than corn. Probably 10 times more than corn. And that's how we used to produce, the oil, ethanol, at the turn of the century. As a matter of fact, ethanol from cannabis or hemp plant was America's largest product at the turn of the century.
Oh, it's amazing.
I think up in Canada they're going that route. But corn is a big mistake. Corn is not... does not break down properly. It takes too long of an enzymic process to break it down. It doesn't have the yield. Nothing. It just doesn't. It's dumb. You know, it's like they pay the farmers out here, out in Nebraska, money not to grow anything. They should be growing hemp plants.
Yeah, it's an amazing food, you know.
Yeah, and it's better than soy. You know, soy
soy's nasty.
Like lactose does. Some people are lactose intolerant. Some people are soy intolerant.
No, it's all GMO. The soy is nasty.
Yeah, and hemp, nobody's hemp. I've never heard of a person being hemp resistant. And the other thing, though, about ethanol, and you may have to increase your timing a little bit on your car. You may have to, you know, because it's a little slower burning, but it's a lot cleaner. It's even with the corn product there, it burns a lot cleaner, hotter, and it produces carbon dioxide, but just produces water as an exhaust product.
So it's not going to mess up my engine?
No. We've been running 10% out here in California for years.
But I've been just researching it on Google tonight, and a lot of people are writing they get a big decrease in fuel mileage.
Well, that's because they don't advance their timing.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to change the timing.
Yeah.
I don't think you were talking. Wait, is that right, Steve? You're the...
Yes, you have to advance the timing.
Yeah, not retard it, but advance it. Probably about 8 or 10 degrees.
Okay.
Because it fires later.
Okay.
It's slower burning, but it produces more energy, and you have to change your timing.
Okay.
If you don't, it will actually screw your engine up, but it makes the fossil fuel component burn very inefficiently, and so therefore it's going to cause more carbonization of the motor. You know,
yeah.
You're going to have to do a valve job sooner, especially on a 91.
Oh, I know.
How many miles is on that thing?
Yeah, because, you know, these new cars are all flex fuel technology, so these older cars really weren't designed for it.
Well, it's easier actually to set an older car up, believe it or not. Because you just got to turn the distributor one way or the other, you know?
Yes.
How many miles is on it?
160,000.
Yeah.
Great. It's a great engine.
They can go forever.
It's a great engine. It's a straight six, 2.6, and it really runs good. But So, anyway, this was the highest increase this week of oil in 3 years. I think it topped out today at 127. So I think the Arabs and stuff, with all their profits they're making in oil, they're buying the futures market to keep the price way up. Because those markets in Dubai, they have no oversight. You can control, with $1,000, you could control 7,000 barrels of oil. The leverage is crazy.
Yeah.
So that's just the way they're going to guarantee the price goes up. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. You know, if Bush attacks Iran, it's going to go to 200 in a heartbeat.
Oh, it will.
So
it will.
Realize
that, they bought 65 super tankers in the Bush family, Zapata Oil, and they're hauling all of the Iraqi oil, and they're dumping it back in the ground down in that oil field down there in Texas where it came, where they made their money on in the first place. They're just dumping the oil back in the ground. It isn't going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, right.
What's the name of that oil field? Do you remember?
The strategic stuff they're storing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're natural caves, yeah.
No, yeah, well, yeah, they're natural caves, but they're pouring it. From what I understand, they, every couple days they bring a ship out with $500 million worth of oil on board and dump it in the ground down in Texas.
That's
what I've been told by some people in the government.
Yeah, I've heard that too, Fred.
Yeah, and check this out. There was an article in Newsweek where several billion dollars worth of Iraqi oil has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that make any sense? Several billion dollars worth of Iraqi oil disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. We know where it went.
Sure.
And I'm surprised the article was even published.
Yeah.
I'm surprised somebody didn't step on the article, you know?
It's crazy.
I remember you talking about hemp and Ford not liking the oil company.
Yeah, Henry Ford. My dad worked for him, and Norman Miller, his personal physician, was like a rock star. He's the guy that brought me into this world. Now, a lot of people probably regret that, but I took my first breath over at the University of Michigan Hospital, delivered by Norman Miller. But Norman Miller had, had 35 acres of hemp and 18 cars. And Henry Ford Sr. said, "I hate the petroleum industry. They're one day going to bury America." He says, "I hate the pollution that my clean burning engines would not produce. I hate the way they greedily cover, you know, this is back during the Texas, the Howard Hughes drill bit and the Texas oil fields." And, he just saw the greed everywhere. You know, it was like striking gold in Sacramento or the gold fields. You know, it was just turned into pure greed after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. So how's the weather down there in Florida?
Oh, this week it just turned into summer. We're like in the low 90s now, so it's
wow. So
hopefully we'll have a quiet hurricane season. But that hemp's amazing. You can grow like 500 stalks in an area that would take up one regular marijuana plant. So you could grow so many of these stalks, and it takes up hardly any space. And
that's right.
They make you import it you have to import it from Canada. And they don't let you grow it here. It's just such a
Now we're not talking big pharma like we started off with this show. What we're talking about here now is we're talking about the oil people controlling the corn people. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about that. I mean, it's about the oil people, the oil boys around the world. They don't want They don't want. You can't smoke hemp. I'm sorry. You might as well smoke a piece of rope.
Yeah, the THC or whatever is less than 1%.
And you know, if you put a rope on the old sailing ships, the old square riggers that sailed around, you'd put a hemp rope on one of those things, it lasted 50 years.
Oh, it's so strong.
Yeah. It lasts longer than a piece of steel cable, which would be corroded.
And another problem that the farmers will have to grow more corn, it's so hard on the soil, and food inflation's out of control, so they're just literally throwing gasoline.
Remember this, the corn people, they put synthetic fertilizer on synthetic corn, which they're growing, and that's controlled by Monsanto and 3M and all these people. Once again, you go right back to Big Pharma, who controls the pesticides that go on. And if there is a pesticide on a corn stalk that comes from one of these chemical companies, the birds won't eat the bug. If the bug is on the, he's safe,
mm-hmm.
because the birds won't touch any bug that's had that pesticide or been near it. The natural predators. Think about that.
Yeah. No, that GMO corn is nasty stuff, and that's what Monsanto's is trying to control the world market on everything by forcing.
Well, it's interesting because Japan told America that they wouldn't feed that corn to their pigs.
Yeah, well, you'd have petrified pigs. You might as well feed them give them antifreeze for drinking water.
Right.
Oh, and one other thing. And one other thing, Fred, they're in France and Europe, they're really trying to kick out Monsanto, and really they're really trying to fight these companies from these GMO control. They're fed up. They don't want it. So people are starting to wake up to this scam.
It takes time. I figure that by 2012, to me, that means everybody's awake. You know, everybody's asleep right now. I think, to me, that's a big waking up process. That's my feeling.
It's all coming to a head.
Yeah, everybody's going to wake up. You know, the other thing that was real interesting that Terry Nazon said the other night, which was real interesting, and that is that she saw somebody trying to assassinate George Bush at the end of his term. I mean, this lady's pretty hot. She's on our network. I'd listen to her. I'm pretty impressed. I mean, and psychics and don't turn me on that much, but this woman, that would make sense. Somebody woke up and they had a grudge. Instead of shooting John Lennon, you know, it'd be directed more politically at something that was more different. You know, mm-hmm. Of course, I don't condone shooting anybody,
right.
Especially our president. He's a nobody anyway, in my mind. But, I mean, that's what she said in her prediction. God forbid he be assassinated. That just makes things even worse. But
he's running around saying, I got more work to do. I haven't left my mark yet. I mean, what else does this idiot have to do?
Well, the mark is 666. He's only got the first two. He's got the third one to do yet.
Yeah, that must be Iran. I don't know. But anyway...
Oh, they have been, trust me, I know about, you know, what's going on in Iran, and they have been trying to go in there for so long, and just starting another war is not going to help anything.
Yeah.
It's not going to help anything. And they're trying to do that probably before... I mean, they had the Nimitz, they had the Eisenhower, they had all the big boats down there, they've had everything down there over the last 6 or 8 months.
Right,
in the Gulf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard of George Green, Fred?
No.
No, he's a former investment banker, and he's gone public. I guess, he's exposed that Illuminati and all that kind of stuff. So he had an interesting story. I'll email it to you.
Yeah, anybody else wants to email me, it's fredbell@paradigm.com. And we'd like to get a bunch of you guys out here to our seminar. I think it's June 6th and 5th, right around there.
June 6th to the 8th.
Yeah, we're going to have a pretty interesting seminar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to sign up right away or you won't get in.
Okay, well, sorry I missed you this time, Fred, but you are really a true Renaissance man, and we'll get to meet some other time, but
yeah,
nice talking to you guys.
That show? I'm sorry I missed it. I really wanted to come to that, by the way. I was really looking forward to it.
There'll be another time. Well,
how many were there? Was it a big show or what?
Well, they seem to downsize it every year, and they seem to take up less space. I've been going for a lot of years. Once I saw you weren't there, I just turned around, and, you know,
wow.
You're the only one I wanted to see this time. But
well, John Morton was supposed to be there, too, and he had to go to Egypt with Pete Carroll from USC.
Exactly,
friend of ours.
Yeah, he's good, too.
Coach.
Yeah, I like him.
With the football people, I'm making better drinks and getting that Gatorade off the market, you know?
Yeah.
Getting off the foot, I mean, not off the market, because that's their thing, but, I mean, we think there's something better we can give these players that'll make them more healthy.
Just give them that hemp protein. Put
yeah,
it right
that'll
into
do it.
Yeah.
Put it right into the shakes and the smoothies.
Yeah, that'll work great.
It's great stuff. I love it. Okay, guys, have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, Steve, we really raise heck around here, don't we?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Man.
Especially when we get together.
Now, sounds, are there any other callers on there? I couldn't tell.
No, okay, I think that was my phone.
We like callers. I forgot to tell everybody you can call in.
Yeah. I think what's interesting, you know, this fellow with this new device that they just sold, evidently it's quite a machine.
What is this now?
The one from what is his name? Dan Adams.
Oh, that Apollo, Dan Adams. Yeah, I've got one here.
You do?
They're only like $300. They're cheap.
That's incredible. I mean, it just changes so much in the body. It changes
the pressure. What it does, here's what happens, okay?
Yeah.
When a person, first of all, let me explain how much time we got. Yeah, we got time.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, let me explain what happens when you do cocaine or some of these drugs, okay? When you do a cocaine-type drug, which is narcotic, classified as narcotic, it goes into your system and stimulates vasopressin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Vasopressin is a neurohormone composed of lysine and arginine. When that reaches the receptor sites of the brain, it sends electrical stimulation into the muscular and the skeletal system of the body, mostly the muscular system of the body, electrical impulses,
mm-hmm.
which are normally deaded
mm-hmm.
by stress. And so the person feels a muscular, you know, like a pretty girl rubbing your back, or if you're a girl, a pretty nice, a neat, handsome guy rubbing your back, and you just feel really good.
Right.
Okay, well, what happens is then that hormone gets done doing its thing. It gets discharged. It has a positive charge on it. It needs to go back into your pituitary gland where it's stored. But because it was stimulated by a narcotic, it has no ability to go back. It needs to be stimulated by a nuclear receptor,
right,
or an ionizer, or waves at the, you know, waves at the seashore, or summer rain, or something like that. It's normal. It's electrical. Anything that's electrical, and when you waves on the shore, it's called the Lennard effect. Okay, so it got stimulated by a drug, so therefore it can't get back in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore it goes into your liver, you know, actually in your kidneys, and you pee it out. And that's why mm-hmm. they have drug testing for people that are
yes.
on drug programs and these court programs, and they can detect cocaine because that's what happens. It doesn't. So now your body has to make some more vasopressin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, so now if you don't have a really powerful ingestion system of isine and arginine, which most people don't, and by the way, automobile exhaust is an antagonist of that anyway,
mm-hmm.
so what happens is, that's why we put it naturally in our vitamins. So what happens is after a while they run out of vasopressin, and they got to take huge piles of cocaine in.
Right.
To get a little bit of vasopressin to, like, get the last drop out, and then the person goes into total depression.
Yeah.
Because he becomes an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Okay, so, because that covers up the depression. It puts them into kind of a zone where they don't feel anything. That's not
yes.
really good.
Yes.
Okay, now stress, what stress does is it causes a premature ejaculation of serotonin in
right.
the body. Okay?
Right.
Serotonin is a hormone that comes from the pineal gland that is...
We got somebody else on, Fred.
Hang on, let me just finish this. I'll be right there.
Sure, go ahead.
It's displaced by, you know, LSD would displace it. So what happens is, with these reuptake inhibiting drugs, it acts like a displacement product.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, pretty soon, serotonin is so displaced, the person's on a permanent acid trip, and they go into oblivion, they get scared, they get paranoid, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know,
that's
the,
amazing.
You know, the rest.
That's
yeah, who's
amazing.
Our caller?
Hello.
Hello. Dr. Fred, Steve, this is Wes. I'm from Ocala, Florida.
Hi, Wes.
Hey, guys, I'm doing great, and I hated to interrupt you.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
And where are you at in Florida?
Ocala.
Okay, cool.
It's central Florida, small
yeah,
town.
Yeah, what's your question? What do you want
to... Well, first I just want to comment that I think you guys are for real. I mean, when you, make all these, you know, for many people, outrageous statements and so forth. Unless you listen a little further, you might think they're a little too outrageous, but I think you're for real, and appreciate you disseminating all the information, both of you. And I recently bought solid silver receptor, zirconium, and now I've heard on some of the other shows that you recommended doing some other things besides just that, you know, kind of to complement it, like maybe some minerals that you sell, and maybe like a MicroStar. So I just wanted to get some ideas about, you know, other things that could...
Oh, yeah. Well, we always recommend a Star Orb because what happens is when you wear a nuclear receptor, the psychic energy kicks up around you. So that creates negative thing. So Star Orb grounds that out. You look at your refrigerator, your food lasts about four times longer. The trace minerals that we have, the pyrrolo, increases the electrolysis of the brain, which people don't have enough. It's like if you have a battery in your car and the battery fluid is too low in the battery is not going to work, the car is not going to run. So this makes your battery, your electrolytes in your brain go up. The vitamins have the lysine and arginine we were talking about, which overcomes the natural antagonistic qualities of the automobile exhaust, truck exhaust, airplane exhaust. And then the MicroStar is something that you take around with you, and if you travel a lot, put in your hotel room, and it brings the environment of your home into your personal, agenda, your personal aura. So yeah. I started this company 33 years ago,
mm-hmm.
knowing full well what was coming because I worked on the government projects. And I could see what they were capable of. At the time I was working on them as a consultant, my job was you know, giving you quantitative, qualitative instruments to measure all these things that you had to have in your lab to create these projects, I could see if these projects that I was working on with 3,000 different companies could go awry, that mind control could happen. And that's exactly what happened. That's how I started Paradigm 33 years ago, and I walked out after 25 years of the government, you know. So there's a lot of stuff that you can use.
That's interesting. So you think that MicroStar Orb, you know, I just, I've only, you know, discovered you about a month ago, and I've downloaded some archives, and really, just there's just so much good information there that really immersed in it.
Yeah, and there's about 3 years worth of archives you can download. We started BBS Radio just slightly before August 2nd, 2005. Don had it running for a few months before that. Now it's turned into a monster. But there's a lot of cool archives. And if you go back to the very first ones, the very early shows, it gives you a building block of all of the events that have transpired up until now. Because sometimes when Steve and I talk, people don't quite understand what we're talking about. Because
right.
He's a sidekick, and nobody understands a sidekick. That's why he's a sidekick. You know, he doesn't quite get it. No, I'm just teasing. But he is a sidekick. You know, then I go on his show, then I'm his sidekick.
Well, when you hear him talking about seeing through walls, you kind of think
yeah,
twice.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but you got to meet Steve, and then you'll understand him. Yeah, he must have gotten a hold of some alien DNA in one of his cocktails. I don't think you drink, do you, Steve?
No, not really.
He doesn't drink either. That's kind of sucks, because I can't sit down and have a glass of wine with him. But, you know, he drinks prune juice. We can spike his prune juice.
Let's not be too hard on him, though.
Yeah. Yeah, believe it or not, I know you're newer to us, Wes, but Steve and I are both old drag racers.
Yep.
You can believe this. I won 2 world championships in drag racing when I was a kid, and I think you won one, right?
Yeah, I was IHRA record holder, yeah.
Yeah, and can you believe that? Here we are talking this stuff now.
Yeah.
Multifaceted people. I mean, it's all the more amazing, doing music,
yeah.
Doing healing.
If you had told me about a nuclear receptor or a pyramid when I was racing my cars, I'd have probably thought you were something wrong with you. I'd
yeah.
say, man, you, what kind of pills do you want? I don't want any.
No, when you guys speak, well, Steve brings a little bit of a difference in there, but when you guys speak and this stuff is so fantastical, and yet, you know, if you take the time to listen a little longer, you're just, wow, you know,
yeah.
Pretty impressive. And
well, they really work. I think as time goes by, your nuclear receptor, it's going to be quite a piece of equipment for you, and especially when your RNA, your DNA, and the red blood cells, everything starts changing.
It takes time.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes time, but it will, and it's just amazing. As a matter of fact, when Fred and I, when I first put my nuclear receptor, I think about 10 years ago, 9 years ago, I called him from a walk. I said, Fred, I got a lot of black pouring out of my back. And he said, that's all the x-rays that I had had. And that was just pouring out of my back. And after that particular point, I was calling him almost every other day and telling him what I was seeing.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
It was interesting because we've done, Steve's done, you know, your body heals itself, but healers introduce the ability of the body to do that. And I've seen Steve get people out of wheelchairs and do all kinds of interesting things, you know, that normally doesn't happen.
Right. Well, hey, it's really great talking with you guys. And
right, what do you do down there, Wes, in Florida?
I do computers right now. Matter of fact, I'm recording your TV stream.
Yeah, because we're all neophytes at this. I got a thing called recording going on here, and hopefully we'll be able to have a presentation of it. And if we need it, we'll give us a call. Send me an email at how I can reach you in case we need some help. Obviously, you probably know more about this than we do.
Well, I'd be glad to help you. I'm really into it, of course. I mean, that's what I do, and maybe if you miss a few of the recordings, I'll have some here because I'm just doing it the video recording live as I watch on this.
Yeah,
so you guys
my
take care.
My email address is fredbell@paradigm.com, and to spell Paradigm, just look in the search engine. So you already know because you bought stuff from us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so send me your email address with a note so that we can in the future do this. And you know what? We're going to go into overtime here in a minute. I got to close the show down. I didn't want to.
Well, it's been really cool talking with you guys, and I'll send you an email, Dr. Fred.
All right, I appreciate it.
Steve, take care now. Bye.
God bless.
All right, Steve, go away.
Okay.
You're running out of time, man.
I know.
And it's, we're down to 6:57. We should have been off the air 2 minutes ago. Well, anyway, I had a lot of fun.
Great show.
Yeah, it was a good show. I agree. It was a good one. So anyhow, I'm going to start up the getting out of here music. And I'm going to shut this show down. This was a lot of fun. I recorded this. I don't know how this goes, but you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show at bbsradio.com. We have a great seminar coming up June the 4th. Was it 5, 6th, and 7th or something?
6th and 7th.
Yeah, here in Laguna Beach, you'll get to come into our living room and actually see and experience the laser light show that's on YouTube. It's a worldwide renowned light show. You probably have an out-of-body experience. If you're lucky, you'll go through the Stargate, which will be activated. You need to sign up now. Call 1-800-729-2603 or type in Dr. Fred Bell on any search engine. It'll take you to what we do. And I'd just like to blab away here forever, but I can't do that because I won't get another show if I do that. Till next time, aloha.